Every organization has talented leaders who could make a meaningful difference if only they could get heard. Welcome to Words and Power, the weekly podcast that provides the tips, strategies, and inspiration to win support for your ideas, all while remaining completely yourself, just more at ease and effective. And now, here's our host, C-suite leadership coach, Kathy Dockery.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Words and Power. This episode is one of our introductory ones, where we'll be talking about a foundational concept, in this case, the concept of words. Now, if you listened to our previous introductory episode, the one called What You Can Expect, you'll know that generally our episodes are short and pragmatic, with some easy-to-execute tips and strategies on the skills of influence, persuasion, and presence. We take that approach because my goal is to see you move into action, for this information actually to help you in growing your own influence and power. However, as we also discussed in our previous episode, occasionally we'll look at our mindsets around some fundamental leadership concepts. It's when we develop some powerful mindsets that we also see some of those big aha moments, those moments where something shifts a little for us and we suddenly start seeing something in a new way. Those are the moments that can take our game to a whole new level and accelerate the growth of our skills. In this episode, we'll be looking at one of those concepts in the title of this podcast. So why is it called Words and Power? And in particular, why is the concept of words so important that it's even in the title of this show? Often this question comes up when I start working with a senior leader as his or her coach. I sometimes run into those great, very blunt leaders who want to know why using our words intentionally is so important. Usually he or she will give me some variation of the Popeye speech. You know what I mean by the Popeye speech, right? It's when someone says, I am what I am. I say what I mean what I say. I don't need to know or think about anything else related to communication. I'm always looking around their office for the pipe or the can of spinach when they say something like that. Well, technically, that person is right. You don't have to invest time in becoming a better communicator. But if you're planning to advance your ideas, advance your career, or simply become a better leader, you better think twice. Words and communication are an incredibly important tool in the leadership toolbox, and most of us instinctively know that, even if we haven't yet thought about how we use that tool. So in this episode, let me give you three very compelling reasons why this is so. Reason number one. Words are the primary way we actually do our jobs. In fact, you could say that talking and writing really is your job. For many of us, if you were to record all of your activities during the day, the biggest category by far would be talking, writing, and listening. You'd be on the phone, in meetings, having one-on-ones with colleagues, customers, consultants, shareholders, or you'd be writing memos, reports, analyses, and presentations. And the higher up you go in an organization, particularly in a large organization, the more of your day is spent using words or generating ideas and then using words to get others to support those ideas. Think about that. The majority of our work life is an activity that we often do without a clear plan, without considering what works and what doesn't work, and without any intention of getting better. Imagine an athlete showing up for a game without intentional training and practice. Pretty ludicrous, right? And yet, to a large extent, that's what many of us already do in our work life. But there's a big silver lining in this for you, my friends. Let's continue to imagine a sports world where athletes just show up for a game, where they don't bother to intentionally train and practice. Got that image in your head? Now let's imagine one crazy athlete who says, hey, wait a minute. Maybe I can spend some of my free time learning and practicing a few new skills for the game. And off she goes and does just that. How does that athlete start showing up in her sport? She starts performing better, faster, stronger than everyone else. That's what happens when you start working on an important skill like language, particularly when no one else is. Suddenly, you're taking your game to a new level. You're outperforming your peers. You have new credibility, and you can accomplish new things that were beyond your grasp before. So what does that mean for you? In a work world that doesn't pay much attention to how powerful words and language can be, you be that crazy athlete. You be the person that invests a little time to learn new influence and persuasion skills when no one else is doing that. Over time, and sometimes even immediately, the return on your investment is going to astonish you. Okay, reason two why working on our words and language is so important. It can actually grow your insight, your judgment, and your skills in other areas of leadership. What? This is such a cool and very powerful dynamic, my friends, one that's been observed for years and that studies in neuroscience have confirmed. How does it work? Well, most of you probably already know that the neural pathways in our brains can be affected both positively and negatively by a variety of inputs, our experiences, our injuries, even our body chemistry and hormonal balance. Now, often these inputs are not easily in our control. So our ability to hack our brains, to take intentional action, to actually grow and strengthen our neural pathways is somewhat limited, and it can even be risky. But that's not so with words and language. Words and language are something we can intentionally control, and our brains are highly wired to be responsive to that. This is something that leadership coaches are aware of and use to help our clients grow new or stronger capacities. We know if we can encourage them to use new patterns of speech, they will start to develop new patterns of thought. And if they develop new patterns of thought, they will start strengthening or growing new neural pathways. For example, when I'm working with a leader who wants to be more of, say, a strategic thinker, I'll show him or her some cool language techniques that are typical of the way strategic thinkers talk. If my client practices talking that way, he or she eventually starts to think that way. In other words, that client has used language to change his or her brain. That same ability to transform and grow your own brain is available to you, too. And it's as simple as investing a little time in how you use words and language. You know, I've been using the lens of neuroscience, and specifically the lens of brain plasticity, to discuss this concept of how our use of language can actually change our brains. But the Persian poet Hafez also talked about this concept centuries ago. And of course, he said that more succinctly and gracefully than I just have. He said, "The words you speak become the house you live in." The words you speak become the house you live in. What kind of house do you want to live in? A house where you reach your full potential and have the influence and power to accomplish meaningful things? Then invest some time in thinking about the words and language you're using so you can achieve your goals. And finally, The last reason I have for you today as to why working on words and language is so important is this. It's pretty darn easy. When you're a busy and talented executive in a leadership role, easy can be a godsend. There's always a lot to learn and not a lot of time to do it in. You have to make wise choices as to where you invest your time. You're always asking yourself, what aspect of leadership will give me the highest return on my investment? What can be mastered quickly? What can produce game-changing results? When working with my C-suite clients, the answer to those questions is to focus part of our work together on the effective use of words and language. It's low-hanging fruit. It's relatively easy to learn and implement nifty language tricks. And it's fun to see the immediate and the positive impact it has on the organization. Not only that, the energy that we get from those quick wins can motivate us to tackle some of the other tougher leadership goals that we've set for ourselves. And there's a lesson in that for all of us. If you want to take significant strides in growing yourself as a leader, try working on some easy and simple language techniques first. You'll start to experience some quick wins, and that will energize you as you grow yourself even more. Okay, my friends, that's it for our episode today. I'll see you in the next introductory episode where we talk about the concept of power. That's a good one. One of those words that provokes strong feelings, right? Let's have some fun with that in the next episode. Or if you prefer, you can skip ahead to one of the tips and tricks episodes to start trying a few things out. In any event, hope to see you soon. What more could you accomplish if you were 10%, 20%, even 50% more connected and influential in your organization? To make that possibility a reality for yourself, you can subscribe to Words and Power Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Do you have a particular question on influence, persuasion, and presence that you'd like to see addressed on future episodes? If so, just go to our website, www.wordsandpower.com, fill out the inquiry form you see there, and stay tuned for a later episode on the topic of your choice. You'll also see information on our site about leadership coaching, online courses, and free resources that we offer. That's www.wordsandpower.com. Until next time, my friends, here's to a week ahead filled with good work, with good colleagues, and a few good wins.